Turkish and Israeli officials held their first technical level meeting in Azerbaijan this week, aimed at establishing a conflict prevention mechanism to avoid clashes in Syria, Turkey's defense ministry said on Thursday. The meeting, held on Wednesday, marks a rare direct engagement between the two countries, whose ties have long been strained. It comes amid growing tension in Syria following the collapse of the Assad regime and competing military presences by both Turkey and Israel. In a statement, the Turkish Defense Ministry urged Israel to immediately stop what it called provocative attacks that threaten Syria's territorial integrity. It also called on Israel to abandon what it described as an expansionist, occupying stance, warning of regional destabilization. Turkey currently controls a buffer zone in northern Syria and has said its forces will remain until new security arrangements are in place. Israel, meanwhile, has been conducting airstrikes in the area, citing national security concerns over the new Syrian leadership. Israeli officials have labeled Turkey's military presence a danger to Israel. In response, Ankara warned that continued Israeli strikes could fuel wider instability across the region. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan said Turkey has no intention to engage in conflict with Israel or any other country in Syria. However, he warned that Turkey cannot remain passive if unrest in Syria threatens its national security. Fidan accused Israel of acting preemptively based on speculative threats, and said Turkey would use diplomatic and other means to de-escalate the situation. The statement followed remarks by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has sharply criticized Israel's actions in Gaza and the West Bank, branding Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the butcher of Gaza. Turkey has halted trade with Israel and applied to join a genocide case against the country at the International Court of Justice. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, during a visit to Washington earlier this week, sought support from U.S. President Donald Trump against Turkey. Instead, Trump praised Erdogan and offered to mediate between the two nations. "If you have a problem with Turkey, I think you'll work it out," Trump told reporters. "Erdogan is smart and tough. I have a good relationship with him."